You are listening to the audio production of God's Not Like That, Redeeming Inherited Beliefs and Finding the Father You Long For by Brian Clark, with foreword written and read by Dan, Larry the Cable Guy Whitney, and Kara Whitney, published by David C. Cook. This book is read by the author. Dedication. I would like to dedicate this book to my parents, who so beautifully represented God to me growing up. In the midst of very difficult circumstances, the light of Jesus shined brightly through them. To me, they are true heroes, and I thank God for them.
Forward by Dan, Larry the Cable Guy Whitney, and Kara Whitney, the author of several books, including Unbridled Faith. Count us in the collection of Christ followers who trust God's promises and yet still find themselves feeling like God may not care about them in a pinch. Our self-preserving, do-it-yourself attitude can make us question our salvation at times and even some days our faith. But as flawed people, we disappoint others and get disappointed when things don't go the way we feel they should go. People who we know love us don't always show up or follow through on their word. Sometimes terrible things happen to us. Without realizing it, all these experiences can trickle upward to our view of God. We all want intimacy with God, but we never really learn how to go about doing that. Staying in the Word, understanding the lessons from all the examples of imperfect people in the Bible, show us that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. No matter what your story is or where God has placed you, His enormous grace and love for you is never-ending. Brian's book, God's Not Like That, is fantastic in explaining and bringing all of this together to give you an accurate view of God and His love for you. This book is something we'll be reading and recommending more than once to others.
Introduction. Over 4 decades, I've had many conversations with people struggling to find the life with Jesus their souls long for. The specific details in the following story are fictional, but they accurately reflect the kinds of stories I hear regularly. Mark was working as a CPA for a local firm. Over his lunch hour, he got into a conversation with a work associate. Kirk was a fellow believer. He had been a Christian for several years, yet he struggled with his walk. Kirk didn't know why, but he found himself often doubting God's promises. He lived in fear that one day, in his hour of need, God would not be there for him. Mark shared with Kirk several familiar passages of Scripture, along with a well-intended mini-sermon. "Kirk, you know God has said He will never leave us or forsake us. He said nothing can separate us from His love. He even said we are safe in His hand and no one can pluck us out of His hand." "I know all those verses. I've memorized them," Kirk responded, somewhat frustrated. "I know they're true, but I can't stop these feelings. It seems no matter what I do, I still doubt." Over the next several months, Kirk and Mark met regularly during their lunch hour to talk. They shared scripture passages. They prayed together. Mark suggested several good books for Kirk to read, which he dutifully did. Kirk was doing better, but he still struggled. He seemed to be doing all the right things to be experiencing joy in his walk with Jesus, but his feelings of doubt and fear wouldn't go away. One evening, Mark was sharing with his wife, Sherry, his frustration in not being able to help Kirk. "Why is he afraid?" she asked. Mark fumbled around for an answer, then admitted, well, he didn't really know. "Well, there must be some reason why he fears God will let him down," Sherry said. "I would guess if you dig around in his life a little, you'll find a reason. Mark, you have a strong faith because you have a solid view of God. You trust Him because you know He is trustworthy. Even when circumstances don't make sense, you believe He is still good, and you trust Him just the same. The last thing you would ever worry about is God abandoning you or breaking a promise." "Yes, that's all true," Mark responded thoughtfully. "Why do you think that comes so easy for you?" Sherry asked.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?